Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to December, football's most critical month. The 6-5 Eagles meet the 7-4 Arizona Cardinals. Michael, doesn't it feel great for the first time in 3 years to have a meaningful December game?
The mood going into the game was, this is a must-win game. We knew they were going to be a tough team. They had a great defense, but we were going to have to bring everything we had. I think coming out, that's what we did.
Again, we started last week in our house. Keep it going, man. We dominated in our house.
I think the biggest thing that we had to do well was stick to fundamentals, especially coming off of a bye week. You can get a little bit complacent. Sticking to that and then not turning the ball over. I think that's always a big key in the game, is not turning the ball over and getting turnovers.
This is a third down at 6. Let's see if the Eagles can shut them down. 1, 2, 3. Palmer in the shotgun. He's back. He steps up. He is hit. The football comes loose. The Eagles are on it. Is it a fumble? Yes! Hit by Trent Cole. And the Eagles have it at the Cardinals' 25-yard line.
Starting off the game where Trent got that sack fumble, that was big. Anytime you can do that, the biggest thing is you got to capitalize on that on offense.
Foles takes the snap. He's back. He looks. He fires. He's got Sillick for a first down across the 10, pushing the pile down to the 6. Snap comes to Foles. He fakes. He rolls. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown on the far side of the end zone. Nick Foles, the sacker.
I think it's always big to keep the momentum going in a football game. With us going up 7-0 and then Nate being able to get that interception, it was a huge play in the game.
Palmer is back, loading up. He's going deep for Floyd, and it's intercepted by Nate Allen. Out to the 10, to the 20, to the 30, Nate Allen.
We knew that they were a good football team, no matter how much we were going to be up with the players that they have on their offense, that they were going to have the opportunity to come back.
Palmer is back. Palmer has time. He floats it. He completes it. Breaking free at the 25 is Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald made an amazing play and was able to get in the end zone. But we just had to keep fighting. That's what we did.
19 seconds until halftime. 10-7 Eagles. Ball's back. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Touchdown. Bryce Sillick.
I think it's always important to score before the half. It's always tough for the other team knowing that we scored right before halftime and then we're getting the ball right out of halftime.
There's the end of the first half. With the score, the Eagles 17, Arizona 7.
Going into halftime, guys were excited. We knew that they were a good football team, but we had to come out and score on that first drive.
Foles in the shotgun. He's back. He's looking. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly. Complete to Cooper. First down across the 45 to the 47. Foles back. He steps up. He is firing. Complete. Touchdown. The second of the game.
The rookie with two touchdowns in this football game, and they are really working the football to the tight end position.
Going into the game, we knew that we as tight ends were going to have to make some plays. We felt like we had some opportunities and had to take advantage of it, and I think that's what we did.
Somehow, too many times in the fourth quarter, this team just can't get their foot on the gas pedal again, and that's really what they need, one more touchdown to ice this thing.
Palmer steps up. He looks. He's going deep. Floyd's open. He has a touchdown. 3:45 to go. Eagles up by 10. This is by no means safe. This time he fakes. He's back. He fires. And walking in is Jim Gray. And with the extra point, the Eagles are going to be hanging on for dear life.
It's 24-21. Down there with 2 minutes left. The game was in the defense's hands.
It is fourth down and 5 for Arizona. 5 receivers. Palmer is back. He's looking. He fires. And it is incomplete. It is incomplete. He broke it up.
And the Cardinals coaching staff screaming at the officials, but he broke up the play. They have to turn the football over to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think they're going to get out of here with one.
The seconds are gone, and the Eagles have made it 4 in a row.
That win was very important. Everyone sees what it means to us in the NFC East. Every week from here on out is important. It started with that one.
That will do it for us today. Next Sunday, it's the Detroit Lions. Mike, another tough customer by the name of Calvin Johnson, who is not going to be an easy guy to stop.
It doesn't get any easier for this football team.
This game coming up against the Lions is very important. It's a one-week season every week, and we've got to focus on this week and this week only. They're a good football team coming in here, and, we're a good football team as well. We've got to get it done.
coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. The Eagles organization helps a local church with their efforts to make Thanksgiving a reality for some deserving families. And we get an inside look at the success of the offensive line.
Well, yeah, the Eagles and the Lions, kind of similar to Tampa Bay in that not division foes, but always good games, always kind of goofy games. There was always some weird back and forth, whether it was trash talk or whatever. And then you get to the playoffs in 1995, and Lomas Brown, of all people, decides he's going to chirp. We're winning this game. The Eagles aren't worthy, et cetera, et cetera.
Lomas Brown makes the guarantee. Wayne Fonts, Detroit Lions head coach, is going to come into Philadelphia with this team, with Scott Mitchell, a quarterback, playing against Ray Rhodes-coached football team. And the Eagles, with Rodney Peete, just light it up.
Back goes Peete. He loads up. He is floating it deep down the far side of the field.
They crushed them. Actually, I thought they would. The Detroit Lions were not good outside the dome.
It was the most exciting performance I've ever seen in person by one quarterback in front of the home faithful at Veterans Stadium. The place was rocking and rolling, and people had vengeance in their heart right up to the 700 level. They wanted Detroit to pay, and pay big, and they certainly did.
I like that Lomas cheer.
The Eagles took them apart, and that really was the highlight of the Ray Rhodes era. You know, Ricky Waters running wild, but the Eagles were just a team on a mission that day, and I think there was a lot of incentive. Look, you don't need a ton for a playoff game, but Lomas Brown helped, certainly.
This was the 75th anniversary of the NFL, so every team that season was to introduce some sort of throwback uniform to commemorate this anniversary of the league. And so the Eagles chose that year to go back to their original uniform from the 1930s, which was a yellow and blue combination, which really is a representation of not just the Eagles' first uniform, but the flag of Philadelphia.
Powder blue and yellow.
The powder blue in the uniform match the powder blue sky.
I mean, there can be various opinions on the uniform, good, bad, or indifferent, but I think anybody that remembers that uniform thinks about that game. And that was a game when just about everything went right for the home team.
They went up and down the field against the Detroit Lions. Kevin Curtis, is that his name?
He had a career day against the Detroit Lions, and he was in that yellow and powder blue throwback uniform that quickly disappeared and never reappeared.
Kevin Curtis had the time of his life. I think he had 3 touchdowns in that game. And even with those ugly uniforms, they looked great going up and down the field against the Detroit Lions.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text EAGLES to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Our Thanksgiving distribution, and so we have one day during the year when, right around Thanksgiving, when we're able to gather food together that's been donated by lots of different organizations around the community and pack up what we call a Thanksgiving basket, a set of supplies that would be needed for a family to go home and prepare a Thanksgiving meal.
The Eagles are partnering with the Coalition Against Hunger this year, and it's been a fantastic partnership. So you can imagine a lot of this food is donated, but some of it has to be purchased. And it can be very, very expensive. So covering the cost of something this monumental can be difficult. And the Eagles are supporting this today, and that's a huge impact on the community. It's really wonderful.
To me, it's important because I feel like we've all been in positions of need. I know me being as a youngster, I didn't grow up with everything. So I've always been someone else to reach back and help us along the way, help me get to where I am today. So I always felt like whenever I was in a position to be blessed enough to be able to reach back and help others, I'm all for it. And it's just, it's the right thing to do. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah. We gotta show our faces, man. Show that we care. Not just we're just handing out a check and here's some money. No, here's some money and we're gonna give you the food to show us, you know, we have love for you too. You guys love us. We love you too, man, to show all the support we can.
We have a lot more here today than we would have expected. And so to know that we won't have to turn anyone away because we have the support from the Eagles organization is really important to us.
I think it's awesome. So it's whatever we can do to help, whatever St. John's can do to help team up and just help all these people, all these families, man. I think it's awesome, honestly.
Pick whichever one you want, man. You like red velvet?
That's like chocolate.
Brownies?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said chocolate.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Their presence here has been absolutely wonderful. Folks have been coming up and asking for autographs and engaging them, and the Eagles players have been so generous with their time. It's really remarkable. It's a wonderful gift that the Eagles have provided.
To actually be here, to actually do the work of, you know, handing out the boxes, handing out the bags. For me, it's just special to see the smile on these families' faces when you're able to actually hand it to them yourself, and just to see them light up, see the smile that we're able to put on their face, I feel like that's very special.
I'm seeing a lot of joy on both sides, and I think that's what's really great for us to benefit from. I'm seeing people that happen to come here with their families, with their children. Everybody's just all excited. I've had a lot of excitement, but then the players themselves have been stopping me and saying that they've really been thankful to have the chance to do this, and they're thankful that we're able to do this in the community. And so I'm just seeing kind of goodwill going across the whole thing. So I'm incredibly thankful that this has panned out, this has worked out this way for us for tonight. It's really great.
Blending veterans like Jason Peters, Evan Mathis, and Todd Harriman's with young talents such as Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson is key for the Eagles' offense to be productive. New offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland fills us in on how their unique talents have mixed together so nicely.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of new faces for me and for them. I mean, I think there's a trust factor involved with the players and the coaches, and I think that the terminology that I brought to the table is new for the players, so they have to make that adjustment. And I believe in utilizing the players' knowledge and what they've done in the past, so I've implemented some of their calls and techniques into what we've done. So it's really not, it's all inclusive. It's everybody together. I guess if you asked me what's the one word you could describe Evan with, and I would say consistent. He's been a consistent player, and he has gotten better all year, every game. Very strong at the point. These big defensive linemen that try to push the pocket, make it uncomfortable for your quarterback to sit back and look down the field. You have to have players that have the ability to anchor and stone a guy at the line. And that's what he's special at.
Let's do work out there! Eagles on three! One, two, three, Eagles!
In my opinion, he's a born leader. He's that way, I think, in the locker room, and I think he's that way when he's around the players. He's very comfortable in that role. It's not something that you have to, you know, coaxed him to be, you know, more assertive as a leader or more demanding to make a call. He loves it. It's in his blood. Lane Johnson has come a long way. The sky, I think, is the limit for this guy. Just ask the other players that he plays around. Just ask a Todd Harriman's, ask a Kelce, ask the players that have seen a lot of guys come and go. This is a rare guy. I mean, he's tremendously athletic. Think about his background and what he's done. Played quarterback, played tight end, played defensive end. He's not been an offensive lineman for very long.
Hey, leave it all out here in Oakland, man.
Yeah.
When you get on the plane, all I want out of you is sleep. Hey, the tanks is empty when we leave Oakland, baby. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win. It all starts in this group right here. Right here. You set the tempo the whole game. This group right here.
I am who I am, and I coach that way, and the players that I've coached over the years know I'm passionate about what I do. I really respect the players I coach a great deal, and I enjoy this group immensely. This group that I'm working with right now, our offensive line here at the Philadelphia Eagles, they care about each other. And to me, being able to be around a group of guys like that and work with them every day is unbelievable.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And back we are here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Merrill Reese, Anthony Gargano, and our very special guest, Eagles safety in his fourth year, Nate Allen, and boy, did I love seeing that interception yesterday in the first quarter.
Yep, thank you. It was, kept getting asked about it, and, you know, that's just going and making a play when you see the ball in the air, and something we work on every day in practice.
You are really having a good season.
Thank you, thank you. Glory to God for that one. I just been working hard in practice every day and, you know, studying a lot, watching tape, and, you know, the coach has been putting us in position to make a lot of plays this year, and I think as a defense overall, we just – that's the main thing. We're executing and making the plays when we have the opportunity to.
How much is this scheme better for you? I mean, listen, that wide nine was a difficult thing because you got to look at run support. You got to look on the drop of a dime, what's going to happen.
Right.
And now you can focus in and really play the position.
Right. Yeah. I don't like to make excuses for things, but, I mean, it does. It puts – the wide nine could put you in some tough situations as a safety. I mean, because you're thinking so much run game, you know, be aggressive. You have to go up and, you know, fill a gap. And then you're also responsible for some coverage. And it can get tough sometimes, especially when you get play action and, you know, teams that are hitting you with the downhill run game and then go up top on you. But, you know, no excuses. And, I'm excited where I am right now and the scheme we're in. And just going to keep trying to make plays.
I like Billy a lot. Billy seems to really look at his players and put his players, we're talking about it, in the right position to really help them.
Yeah,
and it's not just married to his own scheme, but he marries the players' abilities to it.
Oh, yeah, and that's something I like about him too because, you know, all week in practice, I mean, he's always changing minor things. It's all about us. You know, if we're not comfortable with something, he'll more than willingly throw it out the door. You know, as long as we're comfortable in it because we're the ones that have to go out there and play at the end of the day. It's not about what his scheme, you know, what his scheme is or what he wants to do. It's about what is going to put us in the best position to make plays, and he's all about that, and, you know, that's something I like about him.
You know what I didn't understand, guys, is that training camp,
right?
You guys weren't hitting, right? I'm going, I'm going, wait a second, this team hasn't tackled. Andy used to hit you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And now I'm looking at it, and it's played out the complete opposite.
right, I know. We're big on preserving our bodies and being healthy, and yeah, it is. It's paying off, and we're pretty healthy right now, and we're tackling pretty well. Something we got to keep improving on. We can't be satisfied where we're at. We just got to keep improving.
Lions are a tough offensive team to play against. It's not just Reggie Bush.
Right.
The receivers are tough. The tight end Brandon Pettigrew can catch the ball.
Quarterback's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yep. Oh, they got. I mean. It speaks for itself. I mean, Megatron, his play speaks for itself. We got a good challenge this week. Like I've been saying, that's every week, week in and week out from here on out. It's going to be a challenge, and we got to take it just a game at a time. And, you know, we're going to have a great game plan for them. And, like I said, we just got to execute. As long as we execute and play our game and not let them dictate what we do, speaking as on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to be in it. We're going to play.
4 weeks in a row, you have come out victorious. Not much margin for error the rest of the way. Keep it going and make that win number 5 in a row this week, Nate Allen.
Yes, sir. Definitely. That's the plan.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. You're a great guy and a great player. And we'll be back with Anthony right after this.
The 6th Annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today.